Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go! Go.
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP43-9267-V1.
If your small business has a problem, you could say,
"Ugh, just my luck."
But you should say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And we'll help get you back in business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Apologies for this episode getting out a little later than usual. I had internet issues last night, starting around midnight. So I went to bed, and we're finishing it up this morning. But we're going to get you caught up on the news, notes from Tuesday, some highlights, and get you ready for a full Wednesday of baseball action. So let's get crack-a-lacking on this one. News and notes from Tuesday. Joe Musgrove of the San Diego Padres was reinstated from the IL, and Randy Vasquez was returned to AAA. Musgrove threw three innings on Tuesday in Great American Small Park, allowing two runs, zero earned, though, with three strikeouts as the Padres ease him back into the rotation. Kind of joked about, like, tongue-in-cheek Matt Manning getting another start. Well, it's happening. Manning will make another start for the Tigers on Friday as the team is still working on gaining a game planning for Kenta Maeda. So he's not taking Reese Olson's spot yet. He's taking Matt Manning's spot. Kenta Maeda's spot. So we'll see how that plays out. But Matt Manning gets another start. It's one of those frustrating things. He's been so good for fantasy. People had high expectations with his amazing spring. But the Tigers just won't commit to having Matt Manning in the rotation. And if he ever did, it'd be his fantasy gold. Joe Ross of the Milwaukee Brewers was placed on the IL with a strained lower back where he left Monday night's game after an inning pitched. Tobias Myers back. He's recalled from AAA. Myers allowed 10 earned runs in his four starts with the Brewers with 17 strikeouts and 17 innings pitched. Like, there was some expectations from, you know, prospect pedigree, minor league production, but definitely has not panned out in the bigs. I just sit and watch on Tobias Myers or stack against him in your daily leagues. Chris Bryant to the Colorado Rockies was activated from the IL on Tuesday, sending Sam Bichard back to AAA on Tuesday. Bryant hit 150 in five rehab starts and then went hitless on Tuesday in his return to the Rockies. Nolan Jones of the Colorado Rockies had his rehab like shut down for now. He's been rehabbing his back injury. That's fine. Nolan Jones slid into second base and now has knee soreness, so he is now day-to-day and will be reevaluated in a few days. Patrick Bailey of the San Francisco Giants is activated from the seven-day concussion IL, sending Blake Sable back to double-A, which makes me think Blake Sable might be back soon because you'd normally send him to AAA, but the Giants are in Pittsburgh and their AA affiliate is a lot closer than going back to AAA in Sacramento. That's my thoughts on that one. Tim Anderson of the Miami Marlins was activated off the IL on Tuesday after spending only the minimum 10 days on the IL with his back injury. Anderson went 4-for-9 in two rehab starts with a home run, which was promising. He was back in the lineup on Tuesday, went 2-for-4 with a run scored. DJ LeMahieu of the Yankees continued his rehab assignment at High A on Tuesday. He's progressing nicely with his foot injury, and the Yankees are hoping to have LeMahieu back to start their upcoming 9-game road trip. Jason Dominguez of the Yankees is progressing nicely as well in his rehab from Tommy John surgery. His rehab was moved to Double A on Tuesday. He's still a few weeks likely away from returning to the bigs, but promising signs for Jason Dominguez. Sean Murphy of the Atlanta Braves began his rehab assignment on Tuesday in AAA. And his first at bat facing life pitching nonetheless, Murphy hit a home run off the batter eye in center field. There's a chance we can see Murphy back with the Braves this weekend. Carlos Carrasco of the Cleveland Guardians was placed on the IL with an acute neck injury. Xavion Curry was recalled and made the start on Tuesday. Curry threw 4 1/3 innings with 2 earned runs and 2 strikeouts. Don't get too excited about Curry as he has been quite volatile in his chances with the Guardians. Dansby Swanson of the Cubs was officially activated from the IL on Tuesday and was back in the lineup hitting 8th. He had a couple hits in that game. The Cubs also called up Luis Vasquez, who was hitting .262 with 3 home runs and a stolen base in AAA. Pete Crow Armstrong and Miles Mastrobioni were sent to AAA. I kind of speculated on the Pete Crow Armstrong thing on a recent Bubba in the Bloom episode where we were kind of like, okay, who goes here? Who goes here? A lot of moving parts. You can't really bench a few guys that are hitting well. Pete Crow was the odd man out in that one, and that made total sense if you're looking at the layout of production with that team. Ji-Hwan Bae of the Pittsburgh Pirates was recalled from AAA on Tuesday, sending right-handed pitcher Ryder Ryan back to AAA. Bae's hitting .376 with 4 home runs and 7 stolen bases at AAA. Bae picked up where he left off in AAA in the bigs on Tuesday night as Bae went 1-for-3 with 2 runs scored, an RBI, and a stolen base. Definitely someone to monitor if you need middle infield or outfield help and some speed in deeper formats. Derek Hill of the Texas Rangers was called up from AAA on Tuesday with Davis Wenzel sent back to AAA. Hill was hitting .338 with 8 home runs and 6 stolen bases at AAA. With Adelis Garcia out with his forearm injury, and he's day-to-day, by the way, still not on the IL yet for Garcia, Hill may see some more playing time. On Tuesday night, Hill started and went 2-for-3 with a run scored and an RBI. Chaz McCormick was activated off the IL on Tuesday, sending Trey Cabbage to AAA. Over 6 rehab games, McCormick hit only .217 with a stolen base, and he went 0-for-3 on Tuesday night in his return. Ryan Pepiot is set to return to the Rays rotation on Wednesday and make the starts. Keep that in mind if you have daily leagues. Eloy Jimenez left Tuesday's game with a hamstring injury that occurred while running the bases. Eloy will be further evaluated on Wednesday to determine the extent of the injury. Boy, just can't catch a break. Nick Nastrini of the White Sox is getting recalled and should make the start on Wednesday. He has a 5.83 ERA and 6 starts at AAA with 36 Ks and 29 and a third innings pitched. Jonathan India rolled his ankle on Tuesday, and the trainers wanted him to leave the game to be evaluated, but he demanded he stayed in the game and finished the game. Some pretty cool clips from the dugout showing that one. We will await more news on India's as on Wednesday, as overnight, swelling, all that kind of stuff. Things might change a bit in India's world. Jake Fraley left Tuesday's game after getting hit by a pitch on the wrist. X-rays were negative, but will be further evaluated on Wednesday. That's just like Stevenson, CES, Friedel, now Fraley. So many Reds are getting pounded up by the hands. And manager David Bell lost his S on Tuesday night when Fraley got hit, and kind of rightfully so at this point. John Gray, the Texas Rangers, he left Tuesday start with right groin tightness. He'll be further evaluated on Wednesday to determine the extent of Gray's injury. Hopefully it is not serious, as Gray is having a great season. Dane Dunning will be activated from IL on Wednesday and make the start for the Rangers against the Philadelphia Phillies. All right, before we take a look at Tuesday night's highlights and a peek at Wednesday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are influencers on the internet, which means Tubi is more popular than sponsored posts for digestive enzymes and high coverage foundation. More popular than soft launching your boyfriend. More popular than making boomers explode with rage when you tell them how much you make on a single post. Tubi, it's more popular than influencers. See you in there.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are.
Go, 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 go! Go.
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP43-9267-V1.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Tuesday. Dylan Moore went 3-for-4 with 2 homers, 2 runs scored, and 4 RBIs for the Mariners as they were in the Bronx against the Yankees. Moore's been playing a ton with J.P. Crawford out. And like I said, when Crawford came back, Moore slid to second and Rojas slid to third. That looks to maybe be a thing right now as Crawford was back at short on Tuesday night. In the month of May, Dylan Moore's hitting .292 with 5 home runs, 12 runs scored, 15 RBIs, and a stolen base. Quite productive for those that picked him up. It's kind of ironic. Most picked him up for stolen bases. He only has one of those. He's crushing it in all four other categories. Byron Buxton went 2-for-5 with 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, and 3 RBIs on Tuesday. Buxton has hits in 3 of 4 games since coming off the IL. Just please stay healthy, Byron. That'd be awesome. Ezekiel Tovar of the Rockies went 2-for-4 with 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, and 2 RBIs on Tuesday night in Oakland. Tovar in the month of May is hitting .276 with 4 homers and 2 stolen bases. He has 7 home runs in the season. Quite impressive from the mini man playing shortstop in Colorado. Check out the daily batter's box article on pitcherlist.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Tuesday. Brian Woo! 6 shutout innings with 2 hits, no walks, and 7 Ks against the Yankees. Woo had 16 whiffs and a 40% CSW on 77 pitches. Pretty efficient and outstanding stuff from Brian Woo. He's made 3 starts since coming off the IL. Woo has allowed 1 earned run in those 3 starts with 15 strikeouts and 15 and two-thirds innings pitched. Cal Quantrill. Yes, that Cal Quantrill. 6 innings, 2 earned, 3 hits, 1 walk, and 8 Ks against the A's. Quantrill had 17 whiffs and a 36% CSW on 98 pitches. I know some people will be like, oh, it's the A's. The A's offense is actually better than average right now. They're pretty decent, so can't clown on them that much. And it's not just 1 start for Quantrill. In the month of May, Quantrill has made 4 starts. He's 3-0. He has 3 wins. The Rockies pitcher has 3 wins in the month of May. And he's only allowed 4 earned runs over 25 and two-thirds innings pitched with 27 strikeouts. I don't know what's going down with Quantrill. I can't say I fully trust him, but dude's flicked the switch in May, and it's been quite effective. Cooper Criswell of the Boston Red Sox, who's likely in the rotation now with Garrett Whitlock having surgery, or likely to have surgery, not official yet. Criswell threw 5 1/3 innings of 2 earned runs, 6 hits, 1 walk, and 6 Ks against the Rays. Criswell had 10 whiffs and a 33% CSW on 79 pitches. He's been quite effective this season as Criswell has a 2.86 ERA, 3.27 xFIP with 34 strikeouts and 34 and two-thirds innings pitched. Make sure y'all tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock, read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up in all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Tuesday. Emmanuel Clase picked up his 15th save of the year versus the New York Mets. Alexis Diaz picked up his 8th save of the year versus the Padres. Jose Alvarado picked up his 9th save of the year versus the Rangers. Trevor McGillis, 7th save versus the Marlins. Kenley Jansen, save number 8 versus Tampa Bay. Andres Munoz, save number 10 versus the Yankees. Josh Hader got the win, his 3rd of the season, while Estevez got the loss for the Angels in 10 innings. So, no earned runs for Estevez, just the ghost runner scored, ballgame type situation. And then Mason Miller picked up his 9th save of the year versus the Colorado Rockies. Make sure you check out the daily reliever ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's talk a little Wednesday action. DFS, you have a 10-game main slate starting at 4:05 Eastern. There's a 5-game day slate, too, if you're feeling frisky, so check that out as well. But some pitchers I like, Jared Jones versus the Giants, Nestor Cortez versus the Mariners. Nestor's been lights out at home. Mariners striking out 27% of the time versus lefties over the last month. Jesus Luzardo versus Milwaukee. The Milwaukee offense is very good, quieting down a bit, susceptible versus the lefty. We'll see. If you want to go the Rockies route, Austin Gomber at Oakland. Gomber's been effective his last 3 starts. Let's see if he follows Cal Quantrill in this one. Could be a fun one in Oco. Some bats I'm looking at, the Dodgers versus Ryan Nelson. The D-backs may use an opener and then Ryan Nelson, or might just skip Nelson. A lot to talk about there, but regardless, Dodgers offense great. Philadelphia versus Dunning coming off the IL. Yankees versus Bryce Miller. The Yankees offense has a 145 WRC plus versus right-handed pitchers over the last month. Bryce Miller's been good. There's no doubt in that. But man, this Yankees offense is turning into a juggernaut right now. Some things I'm looking forward to on Wednesday. Blake Snell coming off the IL for the Giants. He's horrific in his first 3 starts this season. Taking on Jared Jones in Pittsburgh. That's a fun one. Must-see TV for me for many reasons. Tariq Skubal versus Cole Reagans. The battle of pitcherlist.com. Pretty sure Nick will be streaming that one, I'm guessing. Skubal Reagans, it's day game action too. So lots of fun there. Michael King at Great American Small Park. King has been really good against good teams, it feels like. Then gets blown up by bad teams like the Rockies. And now he goes into Great American, so he's probably throwing a perfect game. I don't know. I'm just curious. I'm excited to see what turns out here. You have Freddie Peralta versus Jesus Luzardo, 2 young arms that I love to watch. Brian Bello versus Pepio, Red Sox Rays. That's a good one. Bryce Miller versus Nestor Cortez in the Bronx. And then Max Fried versus Justin Steele. Fried had a rough one his last time out, or 2 starts out. Been very effective overall of late. Justin Steele's been kind of a mess. So really looking forward to seeing how these pitchers go here. 2 of the more elite pitchers we like, but just struggle buses, especially for Justin Steele. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Again, apologize it was late. But before we head on out of here, go check out pitcherlist.com, PL Plus, PL Pro. You will not regret it. Gets you all the cool things like an awesome Discord. Gets you PLV Plus and other cool tools coming out there. It's going to get you the Weekend Podcast by Nick Pollock. It's going to get you projections, much, much more. So go check it out, PL Plus, PL Pro. Join the team. Become one of the members at pitcherlist.com. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Wednesday's action on the diamond and get you ready for Thursday. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast, May 22nd edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList. And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Look, math has never been my thing, but admission to Kings Island, plus parking, plus all-day drinks, adds up to a lot more than $49.99 to me, which is why the fun plus some sale at Kings Island is such an amazing value, not to mention a day's worth of priceless memories. Go ahead, crunch the numbers yourself. During the fun plus some sale at Kings Island, you'll be getting way more than what you pay for. So why wait? Get all the fun and then some, only at visitkingsisland.com.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go! Go.
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP43926-7V1.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.